Okay, call the meeting to order. Compliance with open meeting law.
Yes, it was posted everywhere it needs to be posted.
I'll entertain a motion and a second to approval to the agenda. There's no question.
So move as printed.
I'll second it.
Motion made and second approval agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Okay, I need approval of minutes if there's no questions of June 18th, 2025.
I'll approve them if there's no question.
I'll second it.
Been motion made and second for approval of minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Public comment slash communication.
I don't have anything today on that. Was anyone else else? Okay.
Well, Grant County Fair started good and ended up raining, right?
Yes.
That was really good, I thought.
It was, we were there on Friday and we had a few things for some kids that, because that always draws in the grandparents, and we got rid of all of our stuff. In fact, Courtney was out of everything by 3 o'clock, so she even had to give her fan away to a kid because that's all she had left was a fan.
Okay, number six, advocacy reports or activities.
Okay, I have just a couple of things on advocacy. Good news was the Alzheimer's Family Care Support Program, that would be our caregiver program for those with Alzheimer's. That legislation was passed and signed by the governor. So it removes that. That program has always had some income limits to it. And when we took it over, we were able to use some of that as match for our NFCSP program, our other one, and because that is a 25% match, and we were able to use some of the AFCSP. However, then they decided that they couldn't do that because it had income limits. And so they stopped that last year. So this actually will allow us to use that as match again, which is really great. So the NFCSP has the highest match of all of our funding. So that was good. And that's the way I understand it from the last email I got. They will be implementing that immediately. So that's nice. And then the other thing I guess I just have is OAA, our Older Americans Act funding. It was introduced in the Senate, and I think it's been referred to committee, but it was actually due to be reauthorized in 24, and so it hasn't been yet. So if you see your federal legislators, let them know we would like that. So, and then let me see. I printed out. Oh, the other thing just from the WAN network is they're not going to do an in-person aging advocacy in 26. Says in even numbered years, the state legislature's focused on committee work and legislators are spending bulk of their time back home in their district. So they will do a virtual one in 26. So that's all I have on advocacy.
Regional meeting. Is that report, ADRC regional meeting? That's all right.
Well, our last meeting we had, we actually resolved it.
Okay.
Depending on the four counties becoming independent. But as of now, that was our last meeting. Something comes up. Unless.
Yes.
Follow the chair, we could. But otherwise, that was our last.
Don't look like it, but because everybody else seems to be moving quite along with the resolutions. Go independent.
Yes. Okay.
Upcoming events.
I'll just pass that around. So you can see what we've got coming up. We've got some collabs, we've got some dementia care activities going on, and we have a couple of prevention activities with Green County, which is nice. As I said, we were just at the fair. I don't think we have the car show on there yet, but we do have as an upcoming event the Orchard Manor Car Show. We use that as an event to outreach for our transportation program. We have the bus there. So we'll be there. That's all I got on that.
Okay. Number seven, ADRC resolution to dissolve regional ADRC and become a single county ADRC update.
So just thought I'd give you a little update. The grant application was submitted. I meet next week with Rhonda Lechner, who is the program quality specialist for our area, to go over that application and see if there's anything we need to change. She told me to be prepared that there could be some changes. That's very typical. So we also will have to do the budget for that. We have to revise that because, let's see, where did I write that down at? We got like an additional, we got about an additional $10,869, maybe something like that, allocated to us for ADRC. So now we have to change the budget. So, which I mean, better than nothing. So, so we will be doing that. So I have to submit a revised budget to them. So that's where we're at with that. I don't really know what they're looking at. I don't think anybody's met with Rhonda yet, so I don't know what they're looking for. But I mean, we've been doing this for a lot of years, so hopefully we can. And they basically said it's not like they're gonna not pass us, but it's just the process we got to go through. So we'll continue on with that.
Okay. You don't need any.
No action on that.
No action or nothing. So okay.
No.
Dementia care specialist position.
So we're still working on that. As I told you before, we've had two dementia care specialists in the region. The state funds a half-time position per county in all the counties. So we've had Haley, who's been one of our dementia care specialists, we've had her in our office, but she basically does all through the region, but I think her emphasis has been on Lafayette and Grant. However, when we started looking at this, Iowa was interested in sharing that position so that we would, a lot easier to hire a full-time dementia care specialist than a half-time. Some counties have the ability to combine that position with another position, but we don't have that ability. I don't believe, the dollars to do that. And we certainly don't have any staff that have that much time on their hands to take on both. So we are looking at that. There's been a little discrepancy on how Tom Slaney from Iowa County, he's the director of human services over there. He and I were looking at it a little bit differently. Then it came into play. We literally were just on the phone yesterday. And I had asked the state about some time reporting, because that position does have to time report, which means they have to record their time the way we do it now is every 15 minutes. You basically have to have a workbook with what you're doing, so they can recoup a little bit of Medicaid from their events. And that's very important to us because that's half of our funding. So we were looking at that, and I had asked the state, because Iowa County kind of wanted to keep their grant and their the match that they get on their grant separate and have us, but the state requires the employer, only one employer in a shared county. So I was concerned if she had a time report for us and time report for them, how's the state going to match that up and how are we going to get our match back? And I think the answer came to us yesterday. I had asked, but we're going to meet with the state again on Thursday. But I think it has to be one time report. So to me, that means the way I understand it, the fiscal agent and the employer have to be the same county. So we'll confirm that on Thursday. So with that, then we have to determine whether Iowa County is still interested in doing that. So I think we're both on the same page that we know that that's a better a better way of doing the programming. And Iowa and Grant do a lot of, you know, we've always been very collaborative. Unified is a shared agency between the two. We've had a shared taxi, so and we've done some caregiver for them too. So I don't anticipate a problem. I hope we don't, because I'd like to see it stay as a full-time position. So. But we'll see. Regardless, we do have to get that position on the salary schedule because it's not on there. So we will be moving ahead with that. Regardless, because whether they share it or they don't share it, the state requires us to have at least a half-time position. So, and that has always been a position through Greene County. So we've never had it on our salary schedule. So what will we doing? And that's all I have. That doesn't require any action at this time, because you guys already took action on it to get it on, to move it forward in terms of the new positions.
Okay. Number nine, transportation programming.
Okay, we will be in the process this fall of, again, writing the transportation grants. So I wanted to discuss the programming for that. Most of the time, you know, it stays the same. We do the bus, we do the taxi, we do the wheelchair van, and we have our TRIPS program, which is the volunteer driver escort program. We don't, in the past few years, we've not always spent out all that grant. Our wheelchair van has, it's very hit and miss. We've had one regular that uses it a lot. But I think the cost attached to that one, because it's actually per hour and mileage, probably keeps it from being used as much. Usually we use it, families might get it for like a funeral or a wedding. But we've always seen some money available there. With the transportation grant, we've always had the ability to put that money in the trust fund. And then we can purchase vehicles with it. As you all know, that trust fund built up. Especially during the pandemic, and that's how we have a transportation shed out there. So we still have a little more in the trust fund, although I'm gonna replace the vehicle. It's in our trust fund plan, so we will get the trust fund down. But in looking at that, I would like to probably maybe increase our programming a little bit. Originally, I had looked at the taxi, the Platteville taxi, and maybe doing some vouchers. But I'm very concerned about the need there, and I think we would be overwhelmed, and I don't want to see a bulk of that money going just for one city. So I think we need to look at something that is more countywide. And over the years, it's come up, a few of the counties have a Find Your Own Driver program. So it's sort of similar to our caregiver, where during the pandemic and afterwards, we started having people locate maybe their own family caregivers to help provide assistance, and then we pay them, and then they in turn reimburse the caregiver. Well, Crawford and I think Juneau, and there might be one more, does a Find Your Own Driver, very similar, where, you know, they look to see if a person would be eligible, and then it's just for medical appointments, and if they have somebody I think Crawford was advertising theirs at 40 cents a mile, but I just talked to Nicole yesterday and she said they're actually backing off on that. They're going to go down to like 20. She said 21 cents because that's the medical rate. But I looked at what VAIO and MTM are Medicaid transportation, and they're offering people 24 cents a mile. So that is kind of the figure that I have in mind. We would just be reimbursing their mileage. My thoughts are, and I'm not expecting you to approve this today. I'm just kind of giving you a heads up that this might be coming down the pike as I investigate it more. I'd sort of like to offer it as maybe a pilot in 26. We did put this in our aging plan too. So if it sounds familiar, it was in the aging plan. I wrote it as a goal. I'd like to offer it as a pilot in 26. I'd like to keep it the amount per person under the 600 mark, so I don't have to do a 1099 necessarily. So maybe we cap it at 5 or 550 or something like that. There'll be some eligibility criteria. When VAIO does it, they have a trip log that they use, And then on that trip log, not only does it say where they're going, whatever, but then it has the provider. So it can either be stamped or a provider can sign off on it. We just don't have the amount of people, volunteer drivers coming forward anymore like we used to. And part of that is insurance. And I'm quite concerned after Platteville and everybody else, all the bad weather we've had, the insurance rates are going to go up even higher. And oftentimes if insurance companies know that somebody's a volunteer driver, they up it even a little bit more. So that is something they tried to get past for years that they couldn't do that, but I don't know that that's ever really happened. So anyway, I'd like to pilot it. I'd like to try it either 6 months or all year. We probably just limit it to, you know, I'm thinking maybe 5 people. We always probably have to limit it at some point because there's not an unlimited amount of money to this. So we cap it and then limit it to so many. So any thoughts on that? Any concerns? You know, so many times, because Grant County is so big, sometimes they're just having to go to Dodgeville or somewhere, but some, you know, a lot of our people can't, and they could find somebody that would provide them transportation to that. But so many times older people miss their appointments and things like that because they can't help, you know, they don't have enough money and they can't help somebody, you know, pay them. And so it just gets to be, you see it happen. And even with all the transportation out there, sometimes we're still, they're just, you know, we only have so many drivers available. So I think it would be a way to expand our transportation services a little bit without getting too, you know, because another vehicle means more upkeep, more insurance, more drivers. So that's not necessarily always the best case either. I mean, the programs we've got, Dan has done a great job with our bus program. He regularly has. I mean, we're doing that 3 days a week, and he always has a fairly full bus. So that's really caught on. We have different groups from all over that they, you know.
If you go to find your own driver, is there going to be an age limit on that?
Well, I will tell you, I can bring some materials that that Crawford has on it because I did get those from.
There is some criteria.
They don't have a. They have a criteria that you have to be a licensed driver. So anytime with even with our volunteer drivers, we usually get a copy to make sure that their driver's license is current and their insurance is current. So there could be some situation as to that. They have to be a licensed driver. I don't know if the Aging and Disability Resource Center can set an age limit.
Well, I mean, I just thinking, you know, somebody. Yes. Still, you get your license for 10 years now, but.
Well, they're, they definitely, Crawford has.
Buses every 2 years when you're 70 years old. Every 2 years.
At 270.
Yeah, and I've talked to the guy, and he had renewed one that was 80. One guy that was 80.
See, and I thought school bus did, I thought they used to limit it. Did they expand that to 80? Because I thought it used to be like 75.
No.
No?
No, I think with discrimination, I don't think, as long as you pass your physical.
Mary Lou, to answer, there is language on Crawford's materials that says, because we are not contracting with the driver at all. So we are only reimbursing the passenger. So the passenger has to make the deal with the rider, provide the travel log, then they get reimbursement from us. So it's how they do it. It's been around, it's been successful. I talked to Robbie, who now works for the state, but she was the former Crawford County director, and I talked to her several years about it. And she found it very successful. But, you know, I understand your concerns, and I also have those concerns. But I also know that we're just not attracting volunteer drivers. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe the caveat there is, we don't send them too far away or it has to be in county transportation. I don't know. We can set whatever limits we want. I don't know that we could set an age limit for the driver, but the language is very clear in fact, it was very overstated, I thought, in Crawford's that driving is an inherently dangerous activity, I believe it said. So I was like, well, some mornings it is on my way here. But yeah, so that they were not held, they don't hold the county responsible. And before we did anything like that, we obviously run that past them, so court counsel. So so does anyone else have concern? I mean, if you have concerns, please let me know, because I don't want to spend a lot of time looking into it if you're thinking this is a no. What's that?
Try it.
Okay.
Yep.
That was my thought. I thought if we say it's a pilot, we're not committed forever.
Yeah, you almost have to give it 6 months to get a fair trial.
Yeah. So I'll continue to look into it, and you still have a second chance to approve or shoot it down when we do the grant. So I was just kind of making you aware of it today. But the wheelchair van, like I said, it's just we're not, I think we had budgeted like $30,000 in there, and we're just not getting that. And I think part of it is it's just the economy right now. People can't always afford that. So okay.
Number 10, convene to close session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85.
Do we, can we add that to the bottom so we could get through the other stuff? Is that okay?
Move 10 and 11 to right before 15.
Is that all right with people?
Thank you.
Yes.
Sorry.
And number 12, I need approval of vouchers and a second. Yeah.
Any questions on vouchers?
Page 4 of 7. City of Lancaster.
Which one?
Oh,
I'm not
sure.
Sorry.
Utilities. Or I guess maybe the.
I think it is, but.
Did we overpay?
Is it a credit?
It is.
Yep.
I'm going to have to go back and look at that because honestly, I was thinking that was not City of Lancaster. So let me just double check on that. And I'll get back to you. It's possible we paid it twice. We've got a new person doing that. But I'm going to go back and look at that because that doesn't ring a bell to me. So I will check that out.
Any other questions?
If you want to wait to approve that till next month, we can. I don't.
Why? Just curious.
We have City of Lancaster utilities charged here for our office, but then we also have them for the meal site. So
the negative sign is caught.
Yeah. And actually, that didn't even register with me when I looked at it. So, any other questions? I'll email the ones who I have email on. Do you want to wait till next month to approve or?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. A second.
I'll second.
Okay, motion made.
Valerie, was that you?
Yes, thank you.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Okay, financial report.
So because I don't like that year-to-date budget, I always have a different one that I use. So we're at about 66.5% of our revenues coming in. A lot of them dwindle in towards the end of the year and into the spring. We literally just signed our one of our DOT contracts a week or two ago, so are a little slow. Overall, ADRC-wise, expense-wise, we're at 43.6%. So we're a little under. Our home-delivered meals have come down, which is good. So our prioritization is working, although we still have a couple places with waiting lists, unfortunately. So it's hit and miss. But overall, we have gotten that come down just a little bit. Part of it, though, is to we don't have near the family care meals. That tends to ebb and flow on different years. They think we get too expensive, and then they back off, and then they find that there's not a lot available, and then they come back. And so it's just sort of, and we will be negotiating the new rate with them. Oh, well, there'll be no negotiating, actually. I will negotiate with them because the meal cost tool determines what our cost per meal is, and we have to use that as the rate. So in my opinion, that's what we need to pay. So if they don't want to do it, then... and it has gone up, so. Other than that, that was probably the most significant one that were otherwise congregates about where I think it would be. You're not going to see much in that. It looks like public awareness. That is our prevention. I just got some bills the other day that, so that will be going in for next month. So, but that public awareness, that prevention money, it has to be evidence-based. Mary Lou's aware of that. She used to do some stepping on for us back in the day. But they've made that so difficult, and prevention is an add-on for ADRC. If you have the time and you have staffing that can do it, you can do it. For aging, they give us about $5,000 for it. And having evidence-based staff, it takes away. If we have INA do that, they have to time report that, and we don't get Medicaid reimbursement. So there's not much incentive to do that. And GWAR's response to that always is we have all these great virtual online programs, which they really are good. But as you saw when we did our aging plan, 50% of the people that we serve don't have internet access. So we don't get a lot. I think as the years go on, virtual programming will be more used, but it isn't right now. I have offered through the newsletter that somebody, if they want to participate virtually and they're not tech savvy and they can come into our office, they can use our equipment, we can get them on, but we just haven't had any takers. So I'm going to be advertising that again. So, but we do have Simon Center in Richland Center has done some programming for us in the Muscadet area. And then we have Green County. Green County offers all their virtual to us. And then Green County is going to come out and do an in-person one for us November, October, November. Mind Over Matter, which is it's for women on bladder stuff. So, and that has been a very successful one statewide. So they're going to do that in person for us. So that's where we're sitting with that. Benefit specialist, we're at about 43%, and that's just because she had a baby, so she just got back yesterday. Bus, we're at 44%. So again, just a little down, but I do, as I said, we've always had some money kind of left in those transportation. We've always kind of left it that way. Specialized is at 21%. So that's what I was talking about. That's the wheelchair van. So that's where we're definitely underutilized. Taxi is at 44%, and again, that's because we've had some missed days where we didn't have drivers, but for most part, we've covered most of those, but they're at a lower rate. Trips is at 45%, family caregivers at 23%, which seems low, but it's mostly because we're waiting for those bills. They pay the caregivers, and you know, then it takes a while for those to trickle back in. And AFCSP is at 48%. So, and then ADRC is at 48%. So we're just a little bit under everything, which is where I'd rather be. So hopefully it stays that way. Any questions on that?
Okay. No questions. We go to reports.
Oh, I do need
You need a approval.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the financial report.
Second.
I'll second.
Motion made second for approval of financial report. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Okay, report. Director's report.
All right. Well, we've been a little busy with everything. getting the grant application off to the state wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, so that was good. We did get it submitted. I met with Mary Mezer. We're working on transition plans as we go from regional to standalones. Green County is going to keep the modified website page for a while, at least through 26. Our 800 number has been a region-wide number too. I want to keep the 800 number. We don't, the only time that 800 number is for another county is if somebody is calling outside of our regional area. So it doesn't happen very often, but say somebody calls from Illinois about their mother and their mother's in Greene County, it's going to come to us and then we're just going to route them back to Greene County. But that's about the only time that happens. So we'll work with the other counties on keeping that, I think. And as I said, we're meeting with Rhonda next week. But actually, we're meeting Thursday as a region and next week singularly. Talked about AFCSP already. I think we are down to the wire on farmers market vouchers. I think we got just a handful left. So that's good. I started looking at the county budget. And I see yesterday, it appeared to be in Tyler Muniz that we could start it. So I had talked to Patrick yesterday morning, and he said he was working on it then. So I checked in the afternoon. So that was good news. We can start on that. I'm also working on a GWAR budget that's not in here because that just landed on our desk the other day. They have us do a final GWAR budget in August for 2025. It had the revised funding in it for this year. So while I told you we got 10,869 for ADRC funding, we lost 2,422 funding in older Americans. Majority of that being, at least three fourths of that probably being in nutrition. So good news, bad news. So I have to get the GWAR final budget in this week. I'm close. I've been working on the 5310 grant for Orchard Manors vehicle. They were hoping to get a bus that needs to come through ADRC because we're the transportation through the DOT. I have it ready to go, but the DOT doesn't have it in their database yet. They can't make that happen. So yesterday they sent out last week I sent them and said, are you going to have that in? Because I'd really like to get this submitted before I forget to submit it. And they said, yeah, we'll send out an email next week on how that's going to work. And then I got an email yesterday that said, does anybody want to try it and test it? We need a volunteer. So I was like, I'll do it, but I haven't heard back. So because I just wanted to get it done. So, but yeah, I haven't heard back on that. So that's just sitting in her. I'm just kind of frustrated on that. I'd like to have it in. I don't think there's much of a chance of that grant being approved. And I did tell Alicia that because we have a trust fund. And I am quite sure one of the criteria is when they're looking at funding vehicles is whether that county has a trust fund. So we have talked about some different scenarios, but we'll see if this goes through first. So I told you we were at the fair. We have been assisting emergency management due to the flooding in Grant County. We had some elderly in the Bagley area, Bloomington area, Boscobel area, now Lancaster area. So we are assisting a little bit with that. So we've had kind of a mess. We just assist with the ones that are elderly if we have some things that we can help with. Not in all cases can we. There's only so much we can do, but we were able to get a couple of them. Elderfest coming up. We've got registrations out to vendors. We're already getting some back. And I put the health department, we'll have a drug take back day. Well, the health department isn't going to do that. So the sheriff's department will do that. The health department is going to do a vaccine clinic for us. So had my departments mixed up. I did talk to Sheriff Rukoff. He said he would do another drug take back event. And the health department is going to do a vaccine clinic. They've done very, very well with the vaccine clinics that are. And we will be at the Orchard Manor Car Show. So that will be, that's always a fun event. So if you're around, it is September 12th. If you're around in the afternoon, stop by. I think there's usually, I think they try to get an ice cream truck or something. And we might collaborate and provide a little entertainment. So we did get some additional dollars for outreach this year in ADRC. So I did speak up to Alicia and said I might be able to help with a little entertainment if you want some. So we're going to try to do something there. Any questions on any of that?
Program report.
All right. That is in your packet somewhere. I don't know why I can't locate it. We have been busy. Is it in there? Mm-hmm. No?
I didn't see it.
I was going to say, I don't see it either. All right. Well, I think we're all having difficulties this past week. So we have been very busy. And we have been trying to get Peer Place, get the information out of Peer Place, which is our new database. So I'm not trusting it entirely yet, but I'm trusting that I can get the numbers out of it. I'm just not sure. It's just kind of it's apples and oranges to what it used to be. So it's hard to know moving forward how that's going to affect us. They are piloting. They have asked for volunteers to pilot that as well, to pilot some the time and task reporting in there, which is my biggest fear that that's where we'll lose our money. but of course they want to do that in the fall, starting now through fall, and open enrollment starts in October. So their timing is terrible for that. But anyway, so I apologize that's not in there. I guess Karen and I both had issues last week, so, and I was off on Friday, so I didn't check the packet, but I will get that out to you with all that other information, but we are busy. I think we saw a slight slowdown maybe in June, but it hasn't slowed down much, so. That's good news and bad news, but it's what it is, so. And then we kind of talked about the nutrition too. So nutrition is going well. Courtney's doing a good job. Our caregiver, we do have additional funds for caregivers. So if you're looking at that, we got those ARPA funds. Those need to be spent by the end of September. I think we'll spend out the ARPA funds. We are trying to spend out the regular funds. But that's kind of a catch 22, because as I said before, there's that 25% match, and that AFCSP isn't able to capture that 25% match that we had prior to that. So it's a balancing act, because they give us the money, but they don't, they just give us the money and assume the county's going to assume the 25%. So trying to get as much of it, and they've adjusted the the things that we can get out of there for wages. So it doesn't balance out nearly as much as I would like it to, like it used to. In the past, I used to be able to get like 400, or I think at even one time I got 800 hours of wages when Ruth was still here. And now I'm going to be lucky if I can get 250, because they've tightened up what you can charge and what you cannot. So,
do you still have calls coming in from people regarding changes at the federal level?
We have concerns. I don't know that we're to that point yet. I do know there has been some. I think there's probably been more with people under 60 than over 60 right now. I think it's some of the disabled that have probably are seeing more of the concerns at this point. But we don't really know. I am anxious to see what open enrollment brings with premiums and things like that. I think that's going to be, because what I'm hearing is the Medicare premiums are going to go up. I mean, they always go up a little, but I've heard it could be not good. So we won't know that until she starts running plans and we start seeing that. So we still have definitely some anxious people, but I can't say as I've seen anything at this point. I think we'll see it more into 26 if we see it, you know. I don't know. I know there are some, Older Americans Act is still a concern because it hasn't been reauthorized. That has been, some of those programs have been on the chopping block or looked at. So I don't know where we're going to be sitting with anything at this point. And as you can tell by my 25 funding for OAA coming in August, and we won't know until next August probably what if we get cut. That's the problem, I think, with some of our funding sources, Older Americans Act, especially through GWAR, is we do a budget. I'll do a budget for 26. They'll approve that preliminary budget, but we don't get those final numbers. This is really late this year. Usually it's like July, but we don't get those final numbers. So if we would get cut drastically, I mean, 2,422 we can sort of absorb, but if that was 20,000, that would be a little bit harder to deal with in some of those. So, and that's the problem is I don't really understand why that filters so late, because the federal year, I mean, that should be at the end of the federal year almost. So it doesn't make any sense to me why they always get it so late, but I've never gotten an answer from them on why that is. So I don't know if they know for sure either. So it just is, but it's always the way it's come down. Because I think the first year I was here, I was like, you want me to do another budget for this? Like, I mean, yeah. So yesterday I'm working on a 2025 budget. In August. So it's, yeah. So, I mean, if you see your legislators, that OAA is all federal and the Medicaid is all, well, I don't know. It filters down to the state too. I don't know what the state's going to do. But I think I have heard, just through the grapevine, I have heard younger, and it is younger able-bodied who we're going to have those issues. So it does make sense that some of that's going to, that they're going to be the ones first. So. We always have people that come in the door. The problem is now the scammers will start too, and that's what we're hearing a lot of as well, is the scammers start in with all the Medicare calls to people. People are getting stuff already in the mail, already on the phone, that they need to look at their, you know, plans, or their plans are changing and they're trying to scam them already. So it's frightening how good they are at all of that. So
thank you.
Yeah. I wish I knew, but any other questions?
Okay, then we can go to number 10.
I think we can.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note to get you out program reports and the other.
Okay, number 10, convene to closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, Be considering employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility as it related to the performance review discussion of the EDRC director. Motion and second going to
motion.
Second. A motion made and second going to close the session. All in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Roll call.
Yes, we have roll call.
Okay, we'll go with roll call.
Mark?
Yes.
Lester?
Yes.
Kathy is absent. Vicki?
Yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Valerie?
Yes.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
Also, I just pause this.
I would just
end it.
End it.
Okay.
Yep. And then can you just let me know who
adjourn
and then open
yep.
back into? Okay. Do you want me to take this and send this to you?
Thank you.
You have to leave.
I have to leave?
Okay. I will leave. I don't know how this works, so it's new to me. Yep. So.
I have a meeting at 11, so I should
thank you
for that.
Thank you for doing that. All right.
Did you jump the door first?
I think it's just got to be the camera.
I started the meeting, so.
Oh, okay.
I left.
I'll end it.